Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
Anytime they can make Comey's life a little more miserable, though, I'm okay with it.
It's fine.
You're not alone in that.
He made so many people's lives miserable.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Yeah, karma's a bitch.
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Happy Thursday, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to give us a preview of what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, we have a brand new art project in Gulf Breeze. This is the fifth of five. That was a project that they decided to do to celebrate the city's 50th anniversary. And now we have the last one in place. And it is right there at the base of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, also known as the Chatty James Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and it is the sister to the one that's at the Pensacola Visitor Center that looks like a big, huge chain, the kind that you would haul a big ship with, and so they have that, and I'd say it's linking the two cities like the bridge links the two cities.
It's called
The Mariner. It's by Randy New. He has done a lot of different art projects, and and so another person who helped him with that, and I can't remember the person's name, but anyway, it's really cool. And that promenade is really interesting. It's got lots and lots of amenities. And this is where it's right underneath the bridge, so you can make a U-turn to go back around, you know, go back and turn around on Highway 98. But also boat launch, there's all kinds of amenities. There's places to chill out. It's just going to be a really great place to view wildlife and all kinds of things down there.
And perfect for sunset viewing, really just perfect for it right there at the foot of the bridge. And I'm with you. That little area that used to be Wayside Park is now Mariner's Landing has really become quite a great amenity for Gulf Breeze. The county's going to push again on the local options, right, to try to renew it because, you know, they need it.
They really do need it, and it's one of those things that it expired. And they're trying really desperately to get it back in. There's just a lot of people who say, well, I'm not going to allow any, you know, half-cent sales tax, no taxes, no taxes. The thing about it that they don't understand is that the majority of those taxes or a lot of those taxes are paid by visitors to our area. And the other thing is that when you get that local option sales tax, you can parlay that into grants that more than double what you get from the sales tax. So it's very needed. No one wants to pay a little bit of, you know, extra, especially right now when prices are already, you know, really high. But what you get back, the return on it is so good that it is important. But the county just doesn't do a very good job of selling it that way, I don't think. So I don't know whether it's going to pass or not. If we're trying to get the language together to go onto the November ballot.
And that I thought I misheard you, but it hasn't expired yet, right? It expires December of this year, the end of this year. It's good too, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
That's exactly right. It will
perfect.
Expire.
We had the Oriole Beach Boat Ramp, say it four times fast. The bid has been awarded?
Yes, and that is something that a lot of people are looking forward to. There's just such a lack of boat ramps in this area that Shoreline Park ends up getting so much of the traffic.
Yep.
And so if we could get this Oriole Beach boat ramp into a position where it could, you know, take on more of the larger boats, that would be a very needed thing. So they are looking, so they have awarded the bid. So hopefully that will be coming up for getting the construction underway soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be inconvenient for it to be out of service, but having it fixed properly and functional and having greater capacity in the end, I assume, will be so much better for the boating community, so much better. You got a story about a junior ranger?
I've never heard of a junior ranger program, but I met this adorable 7-year-old. His name is Damian Andreev, and he and his mother came by, and we talked to them. She found out about this junior ranger program. He loves wildlife. They like to go on hikes. They actually moved here in 2022 from Ukraine when the war started. And he goes to Oriole Beach Elementary School, and he's just a typical American kid now. And so if he can win this Junior Ranger deal, he'll get $20,000. He'll get featured into the Ranger Rick magazine, and he'll also get to be on TV with Jeff Corwin. So it's kind of exciting. He was currently in second place, and you can go online. There's a link in our story about how to go online to vote for him. It's free to vote one time. If you want to put in 10 votes, you have to pay something. But really, it's a good idea, and it also helps promote wildlife for the National Wildlife Foundation, and so it's very informational as well, educational.
You've got all kinds of stuff in there. The book sale tomorrow at the Gulf Breeze Library. The Art and Wine Fest is coming up. And it may have slipped people's attention, but in 3 days, it's what?
Mother's Day. And I was going to say, why don't you take your mother to Oahu's game?
Oh.
Or take her to the Art and Wine Festival. I mean, there's so many wonderful things you can do with your mom, and she would love to spend time with you. That's the number one best gift.
100%, 100% true. I should be better at this since it's the day after my middle son's birthday, but, you know, whatever. Things sometimes escape attention, so I'm glad you're reminding people, don't go buying a gift on Saturday. All right, Lisa Newell, buy it today. Be 3 days ahead. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Great information, comes out every Thursday. Find it anywhere. And, Lisa, as always, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. PJ sitting in for John Pickens today with traffic. And actually, I should tell people, we got PJ for like a week and a half, right?
All next week
all
and then
next
the following
week
Monday.
Tomorrow and all yes. next week and the following Monday. So through the 18th, the PJ show is here to stay.
Pickens is on a great vacation.
He is. He got a sudden offer he could not refuse, I think is the best way to describe it. Tell him about the traffic.
Trevor's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smoothly right now. Pine Forest, as you head northbound toward 9 Mile, that's seeing quite a bit of congestion. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or, you know, honestly, you haven't decided yet. Really, thinking about it. Like, okay, let's say it'd be a first home for you. Let's say you rent, or maybe you live with your parents, or, you know, I don't know what your situation is, but you're thinking about buying that first house. Is now the right time? What about the rates? What are they going to do? What are prices doing? What's the market doing? Okay, good questions. Also, there are other questions that are good to ask, and you might not think of those. Call Christina Leavenworth now. Don't, you know, what we tend to want to do is, like, make a decision and then call the expert and tell the expert what to do for us. Well, I mean, okay, you know, that'll work out a certain way. What you could do is call the expert first and tell her what's going on and then, like, can you help me figure out what's a good decision to make in this situation? And she really loves talking through real estate, helping people, you know, bridge that knowledge gap and, you know, get whatever makes sense in their life circumstances for them. If it's buying a home, if it's selling a home, if it's staying where you're at, whatever the case may be, she'll help you with it. 209 homes she and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold last year. Crazy effective. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Good dental health starts at the beginning of life. For infants, wipe their gums with a clean, soft cloth after feeding and make sure to schedule your child's initial dental visit before their first birthday. As your child grows, make sure they brush twice a day and floss before bed, limit sugary snacks and drinks, and schedule regular dental checkups. Focusing on healthy dental habits early helps children grow into healthy adults. Visit floridahealth.gov/dentalhealth to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
In digital marketing, sometimes it's easy to get carried away with clicks and data and algorithms, but at ADX Digital, we understand that none of that matters without customers. We provide reports with click-throughs and view-throughs, but what really matters to our team is seeing your business grow with more sales. And just like you, we're local too. We care about your business winning. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
What are your superpowers again?
I'm rich.
El demo lo canto con Hondura. Dicen una estrella, una figura. Dector aprendí la sabrosura. Nunca visto una joya tan pura.
Esto pa' que quede lo que yo hago dura.
It was a leftover from Cinco de Mayo that I didn't get in, so why now? Why not? Well, it's Septo de Mayo. I don't know what seven is in Spanish, so don't ask. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local. Oops, sorry about that. Informative, local, dependable. Keila Richardson last night when talking about it all morning was fantastic. Big event. Thousands of people were there. The Hunter Auditorium was packed out. Great. We're going to show great on American Idol next Monday. Watch it. Vote for her. She is a wonderful, wonderful person. I liked her before. I mean, last night after the basically a church service, we had church on the bay. I mean, it was gospel singing. They were singing, you know, songs we sing in church and other stuff and talking about Jesus and the Bible. I mean, it was great. It was great. Everything but an altar call. People having their hands up in the air. I mean, I felt like I was back in Pentecostal church all over again. It was great. 821 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, replace. Hey. We'll get to him in just a second here. He is, I think, listening to my Eric Winstrom interview, which is a good interview to listen to. So good, good. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Well, thank you very much. Always a good interview, Andrew.
Aww,
a great listen. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. I hope I got that right.
Try again. Just kidding.
I'm going to stick with try number one. We'll meet with President Trump today at the White House. The two leaders, who are largely political opposites, reportedly going to be talking about economic and security issues. There are now five confirmed hantavirus cases linked to a cruise ship. The newly confirmed cases are among people who were medically evacuated from the ship this week to receive treatment in the Netherlands. So far, three deaths recorded in connection to that outbreak.
Did they say started with rat poop at a dump somewhere?
People
bird watching?
Yeah, some bird watching and came into contact with.
Just,
yeah, oof.
Whatever.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
And the estimated economic impact for Mother's Day is, going to be pretty big. Americans will likely spend $38 billion for Mother's Day. And the National Retail Federation says that is $284 a person and estimated to potentially beat the previous record set in 2023. That's a lot of flowers.
We're collectively buying our moms 2.5 aircraft carriers.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. Governor DeSantis was at an event in Los Angeles Monday at the Milken Institute Global Conference. And one of the things that came up was the affordability question, which is kind of an interesting answer that he gave.
Building a future-ready workforce involves affordability, obviously. Do you worry that Florida is becoming unaffordable for some of your residents?
Well, here's the truth. I mean, what can government do to make the state affordable? What government can do, we do. We don't have an income tax. Say like California obviously has an income tax. We have a sales tax, but our sales tax is lower than California's, which is 9%. Ours is 6%, and we exempt groceries, medication, and baby items for poorer people especially, which makes a difference.
That's a different way of saying, well, it's not as affordable as it was, but it's still not as bad as some places are.
In-state tuition at Florida universities is the lowest in the United States. It's about $6,300 a year, and it has not gone up one penny since I've been governor.
Yeah, and that, again, for the top higher education institutions network in the entire country, it's because we don't need more people moving for that.
Now, if you look at, like, home prices have gone up everywhere since COVID. It's not just Florida. But you used to be able to move from Los Angeles, sell a house, and buy three times the house in Jupiter and probably still have money to spare. You can't really do that anymore. I mean, those values have gone up. Miami values have gone up. That's something I think the market works out. When it goes up quickly, there's usually a correction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it used to be 3-1, then it was 2-1. Now it's, you know, maybe 1.5-1 or 2-1, something like that, depending on where you're coming from. If you're coming from San Francisco, it's still outrageous. But, you know, markets equalize over time. That's capitalism.
The thing that we're working on now that I think will help people is how are people being pinched? Grocery, gas, I mean, gasoline in California, I couldn't even imagine paying $6.30 a gallon. Florida's now over $4. It's the most it's been in probably 2 or 3 years. So people feel that. It's harder to afford a home because home prices have gone up.
Oh, my God, the gas prices. I was surprised at how eagerly several local gas stations just blew right past the $4 barrier. I remember when it was at $3.99 for a while. It's kind of one of those psychological that we're not going to go above $4. And this is previously, like under the last time it went up under Biden. You know, we're not going to go past $4. We're not going to go past $4. And then it didn't. Man, it's $4.20. You know, just right on past. Didn't even think about it.
From doing it, I just have a problem with the idea. You own a home and you got to keep writing a check to the government, it's an unrealized gain. They raise the value of your home, and all of a sudden you owe more. And when do you actually own your home? So we're working on getting that on the ballot in November in Florida. Voters will have a chance to approve it. We're going to work it out. So we say, oh, you're not going to have this. Trust me, I know how to. We're going to work it out. We'll help the local governments get through. But it's doable in Florida, and I think that's the thing we can do the best.
So he's confident that property taxes are going to be on the ballot. We'll see. I would say at this point, it's an open question. It's 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Take a step forward in your career with Progressive Insurance with great benefits and award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com. I-10 and 110 both continue to flow smoothly. Burgess Road, as you pass by West Florida High School, seeing quite a bit of congestion both directions as the kiddos get dropped off at school. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Man, I live right by there, and I'll just tell you, you know, when it was the middle school, it was fine. As a high school, Burgess is just not configured. But then again, I mean, you know, the one place that they do it fairly well, actually, is at Washington High. I was driving through there at school time recently, and I thought, oh, this is actually pretty good. Because they've got enough, the road is wide enough there on college that it can adapt, you know, and you can have, I mean, it's still a mess, but it's not as much a mess as some of the places that are more like neighborhood residential roads, like, you know, where obviously, you know, Woodham, former Woodham, now West Florida is at. 8:27 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, we have not talked about this at all today. Ted Turner died. And, you know, depending on your view of CNN or owner of the Braves or all the different things, America's Cup, I suppose, you know, all the different things that he's been involved in, or Jane Fonda. You know, the weirdest thing is, like, he says that she was the love of his life, and she says he was the love of her life, and both of them, you know, they got divorced and then went on to marry other people. Like, but you both, what? It's very weird, very, very weird. I think perhaps the thing that he is the most well-known, widely known, associated with, aside from being a billionaire who couldn't do math. Remember that time when he, like, got the digits wrong on the amount of money it was costing him per day? Well, it was $10 million or a million. I can't remember. Was it a thousand or a billion? I can't decipher those. You're a billionaire and you can't. Okay, so anyway. But CNN, obviously, is the thing that probably has the longest lasting impact from him. But also TBS, TNT, you know, TCM, all of these stations, and of course the Atlanta Braves and the Hawks and all that. Would we still have would we have developed anyway a 24-hour news cycle had it not been for Ted Turner and CNN? I mean, they innovated it. And it was largely, as I recall, PJ, you'd correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, but I remember it being the OJ trial. It was OJ and or Iraq War one, right around similar time frame.
I recall OJ too.
And yeah. And that those were kind of the key things that threw CNN to the front of the line in terms of paying attention to them, mm-hmm. and that it was just all news all the time and people couldn't get enough of it. And now, good Lord. You know, Let me make an argument for, this is going to sound like a weird argument coming from, you know, a talk show host on a news station, but let me make this argument. I don't know that you need to create a daily sabbatical in your life from the news, but you need to create a daily sabbatical in your life from the news. You know, either turn the phone off for a little while or don't watch the TV for a little while, or, and it doesn't have to be like a between 3 and 6 p.m. kind of thing, but, though I believe in news and I believe in information and I want you to know what's going on, okay? I mean, I want you to listen to my show and I think we do a pretty high-quality product. I don't think it's good for you to be doing it all day long. You know, there are some things... Listen, is food good? Yes. Is it good to eat? Yes. Should you be doing it continuously for 24 hours? No. You know, is sleep good? Yes. Is it good for you? Yes. Should be doing... No. Okay. Time, place, limits, buffers, psychological health, you know. My industry, I mean, I try not to play this game too much, but my industry sells, you know, anxiety and fear and frustration and anger. I mean, that's our product, generally, okay? There are sometimes we deviate from that and do, but again, I try to do it better, but that's my industry. Okay, well, is that a product you should be eating all day long? No. No. You know, just be smart with your attention span. And, I mean, you know this. You know, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it is okay instead of the newspaper to read a book. It is okay instead of listening to news radio to, you know, go play in the yard and then come back and catch a show tomorrow. But, you know, it's good to have breaks.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Optimism holds for a U.S.-Iran peace deal under review. Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House.
Just a couple days ahead of President Trump's trip to China, the Chinese are hosting Iran's foreign minister. President Trump is trying to wind this war down before his visit. And these are some of the 14 points being hashed out right now, according to Axios. The Strait of Hormuz restrictions would be lifted gradually. Iran would commit to not develop a nuclear weapon. Iran would temporarily pause uranium enrichment. There would be enhanced nuclear inspection. The possible removal of the uranium stockpile. The U.S. would release frozen funds and lift sanctions gradually on Iran. And there would be a 30-day window for full nuclear deal negotiations.
Oil prices dropped for a third day, but gas prices are up another 2 cents a gallon today, up a quarter from a week ago at $4.55 a gallon on average nationwide, according to AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 75 degrees right now with mostly cloudy skies, and we'll get a better look at our forecast here in just a few minutes with Channel 3 and meteorologist Brooke Richardson. Escambia County's local option sales tax, which generates $68 million a year for infrastructure, public safety, and parks, is heading to voters in November. County Administrator Wes Moreno says the county commission plans to advertise a public hearing this summer before placing the renewal on the general election ballot.
It brings in about $68 million a year right now is what that represents. Over 10 years, that's $680 million. And we do a lot of work, you know, $100 million in infrastructure, more than that in drainage, $65 million in public safety, and another $65, $70 million in parks. And all the other economic development, all the other things that local option sales tax helps us with as a community, it's vital.
The current tax expires in 2 years. A Children's Trust referendum is also expected to appear on a county commission agenda later this month. And, of course, the Board of County Commissioners does meet later this afternoon. Commissioners are ratifying and agent agreement today that will allow the Tri-W Development Group to act on the county's behalf as they continue due diligence on the OLF 8 outlying field property. County Administrator Wes Moreno says the agreement simply allows the developers to engage with state agencies and service providers as they work through engineering and survey requirements. He says the expected closing date remains the first quarter of next year. The group and says the group has met all financial obligations, putting roughly $140,000 to $150,000 of hard money into the process so far. Now, there's a big turnout last night for Keela Fest in downtown Pensacola. Of course, celebrating Keela Richardson and her amazing performance so far on American Idol, making it to the top three this week. She was in the area yesterday for Keela Fest and made it to a few notable areas, including out to NAS Pensacola to watch the Blue Angels practice where she and also meet the pilots. She was honored with a parade on South Palafox that ended with her receiving a key to the city from, or a Keela to the city, as Mayor D.C. Reeves called it, at Plaza de Luna. And thousands turned out for that concert last night at the Hunter Amphitheater behind Maritime Park, where she performed many of the songs that she has done on the show so far. And she'll be on the finale episode of American Idol here this coming Monday. Well, the new Pensacola Costco is officially opening in June. The wholesale retailers listed its 9 Mile Road location as opening next month on its website, although no specific date has been announced as of yet. Pensacola International Airport has a new connection to the Midwest. Contour Airlines launching its inaugural flight between Pensacola and Cape Girardeau, Missouri yesterday. Airline Vice President Andrew Chevalier says that route gives travelers on both ends a direct option that they've never had before.
When we were up in Cape Girardeau, they kept talking about how they wanted Panhandle of Florida service to be able to fly down for the vacation destination, but also a lot of the members up there live or have homes down in this area that they either spend their summers or their winters, so they wanted to see jet service.
And Contour operates 30-seat regional jets and partners with American, United, Alaska, and JetBlue. Chevalier says the inaugural flight yesterday came in nearly full in both directions. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Service brought to you by Home Outlet of Pensacola. Home remodeling for every budget with savings on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more. Taking a look at the big board, the only problem area right now, the front gate of NAS Pensacola, backed up to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms as you head into your day today. 70% chance of rain, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Friday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Saturday, 70% chance of rain. We will have a high near 79 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 75 with mostly cloudy skies. Your money now. This hour, markets are up at the opening bell as there's some speculation on a potential deal to end the war between the U.S. and Iran. The Dow up 84 points this morning at 49,994.66. S&P 500 up about 4 points as well at 73,69.91. The NASDAQ up just under 0.25% at 25,895.52. 10-year bond rate today is down a bit at 4.33%. Gold prices up 58.70 at 47.53. Silver is up 4.32 at 81.64. Taking a look at those oil prices today, we are West Texas Intermediate is down 4% at 91.22 a barrel. Brent crude is down 3.25% at 97.43 a barrel. Bitcoin is down 655.63 at 80,737.02. Now, taking a look at our area fuel prices today, it is, well, up again. The today's national average is 452, which is up from 446 yesterday. Our average in Florida, statewide average today, is at 452. Our locally, seeing some prices reported by AAA at $4.10 a gallon in Escambia County and $4.15 in Santa Rosa County. First-time unemployment claims rose to over 200,000 in the week ending May 2nd. That's up 10,000 from the week before, still about 5,000 less than analysts had been expecting. The numbers were released this morning by the Labor Department. Well, those gas prices, they just keep going up and up and up. Experts say even if the war with Iran were to end right now, drivers shouldn't expect immediate relief.
There's going to be some lag, and just things have been bottled up for so long that it's going to take some time for those logistical networks to get back and the oil to actually get not just out of the Gulf, but get to where it needs to be and then, you know, refined and turned into gasoline.
AAA's Nick Jarmus, U.S. gas prices typically peak in the summer months when refineries switch to the summer blend, which functions better in the heat. Well, Apple's paying $250 million to settle a class action lawsuit.
The plaintiffs say the company exaggerated its AI features before Apple launched the iPhone 16.
Introducing Apple Intelligence, the new personal intelligence system that makes your most personal products even more useful and delightful.
Apple didn't admit to any wrongdoing, but is agreeing to pay customers about $95 if they bought an iPhone 15 or 16 during a certain time frame. I'm Michael Kastner.
And McDonald's adding six new drink items to their menu. They've unveiled six beverages this week, including new refreshers and crafted sodas. 8:39, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risks. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap. It makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your
yesterday.
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
Alex Andrade, do the maps accomplish the goal of ending the race-based drawing? Do you think they were drawn for partisan advantage?
The first question, yes. I think it addresses race-based maps. It complies with the Clay decision, and it provided the justification to pass the map yesterday.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so the question of the day, since we have Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, in case you forgot, didn't mean to give you a heart attack there for a second, but you know, in case you've forgotten, it's time to ask a Mother's Day-related question. And the question of the day is very simple, which is, tell me the mother's advice or wisdom or catchphrases that you have heard. If you've heard it once, you've heard it a thousand times. I don't know that it has to come with a cackle behind it, but what's the thing? What's your mom's catchphrase? What's her, you know, if you learned anything from your mom, you learned blank. 437-1620, 437-1620. I will also allow, if you want to, if you are the mom or the grandmother, and you want to share yours, the one that you've repeated 100,000 times to your own children, feel free to share it. 437-1620, 437-1620. PJ sitting for John Pickens from now until a long time. So I'm excited about that. Tell me, you have one that sticks out to you for your mom?
My mom had a ton.
Okay. Oh, she was a multiple catchphraser. Yes. Okay. Well done.
Were you born in a barn?
Okay.
I left the front door open a lot.
Got it.
I didn't want the bugs in the house.
All right. Is that her top one?
Probably, because I was in the house a lot and, you know, okay, outside playing baseball and coming back in and, you know.
Say it like she said it again.
Were you born in a barn?
There's that Wisconsin. I love it. I love it. That's great. I only remember one, and that doesn't mean she didn't have others, but the one that I remember vividly my mom always had was, God gave you a brain, why don't you use it? It sounds like a compliment, sort of. It's not. I know she had another one. I forgot about this. I have to be talking about it. And somebody else is probably going to come up with this one as well. But in fact, you know what? I'll wait on the second one, because the second one is one that I know many other mothers have used. And we'll talk about it. My wife, her favorite catchphrase is, don't count your chickens until they're hatched. My wife's an industrial engineer. She's a planner. She's it doesn't always pay off, right? You know, you got to make sure and not expect that the thing is going to turn out positively. She's a worst case scenario predictor, you know, so she plans for security around the problems, which makes her a very good contingency planner. But yeah, that's hers for sure, is don't count your chickens until you're hatched. Until they're hatched. 437-1620, even though none of us are born in barns. I don't know why she uses the livestock metaphor. let's see. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to flow smoothly. Pine Forest is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so the question of the day is mom's catchphrases. Mother's Day is Sunday. What was mom's catchphrase that she repeated, you know, hundreds or thousands of times that you had to hear growing up? Or if you are the mom and you want to share yours, feel free to share. 437-1620. Two wrongs don't make a right. Good, but three lefts do. No, that's good. That's a good one. Two wrongs don't make a right. I will always be your mother, and you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Okay, all right. I like that. I will always be your mother. My mom's version of that was, you know, there's nothing you can do to make me not be your mom. You know, that was her way of saying unconditional love. And you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas. Good one. don't make me cut a switch. Nice. Oh, nice. So vivid. It's not rip off or break off. It's don't make me cut a switch. I like that. All right. Let's see. Was throwing the baby out with the bathwater a serious problem back in the day? Your mom said that, or she was using the actual phrase, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater?
She used that one, too.
All right. That's too much sugar for a dime. Oh, I haven't heard that. All right, that's clever. That's born of a certain era, right? That's too much sugar for a dime. Let's see. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Good, good. And again, the question of the day is mom's catchphrases, mom advice. Since Mother's Day is Sunday, what was your mom's expression that she used all the time? Let's see. This isn't an expression. This is more of an emphasis. Manners and how to set a table. She was a waitress. Make good choices. As we're leaving home, I still use it with my kids today. That's one that has kind of come back around. That's a popular one these days, is make good choices. Although they usually say it sort of semi-ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they know you're about ready to go to the party and
I say
mess
it too.
Around, you know, yeah. Make good choices. And, you know, but it's good to get it in their head. You know, it's good to get it in. Repetition, you know, repetition. Let's see. Mom was short, 5'5". That's not short. It is. All of us were over 6 feet, and her catchphrase was, wait till your dad comes home. Although I will say, in my experience, the capability of short women to handle business is usually pretty good. So, you know, I don't know. Mess around with the short girl. Let's see. I taught my kids not to judge people by how they look, but how they are. Good one. Friends will come and go, but family is forever. Let's see. Someone that my mom would say, you're batting 1,000% today whenever I was messing up. That's great. Oh, hey, if you raise them with sarcasm, they'll have a thick skin. Let's see. Deborah says, you're never fully educated until you learn to improvise. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That's good. Let's see. 437-1620. Okay, this was, I had forgotten about this one until I was talking my way through it, but this was absolutely one of my mother's favorites. I don't know why she would have had cause to use it with me. I brought you into this world, and I will take you out.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby said it first, I think.
Yeah, well, he said it, and she was a big fan of Bill Cosby. I knew a lady one time who was a dear friend of mine and a nurse, and she added an extra dark wrinkle to it. You ready? She would tell her kids, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out, and I can make another one just like you. We've used that on our kids a couple of times. Oh, Louise is a good one with that one. That was great. Let's see. No, do you want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about. Why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? That's a little bit more of advice to girls usually than men, but still, you know, same thing. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. I like the triple negative. That's good. Let's see. If everybody jumps off of a cliff, would you jump too? My mom would say bridge. Yeah, no, that's good. You're reminding me of the ones my mom would say mm-hmm. too. That's good. I brought you into the world, take you out. You need to eat. It wasn't so much a catchphrase. It was more of a, you know, a principle that, you know, try everything once and finish what you take. You know, but you don't have to take a lot, okay? Give everything two bites. Try it, you know, try it a little bit. I can make another one just like you. That one wasn't true. I have a brother and we are not twins. That's funny. Count your blessings. Good, good. Take care of you for me to my over 21-year-old son. I brought you again. Let's see. I can make you another. A smile is a free gift. Oh, that's cute. That's adorable. The question of the day is mom's catchphrases, mom's words of advice, whatever the case may be. I will turn this car around. Yeah. Nothing good ever happens after midnight. I think that has more to do with the other one. I'll make another one just like you. Sometimes good things happen after midnight. Let's see. It beats a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, my grandmother's favorite phrase. That's great. Waste not, want not. You only got one body. All right, good one, good one. You're going to go blind. Why would they say that? Pretty is as pretty does. Ooh, I like that. That's cute. That's, let's see. I'm going to butcher this pronunciation. Niepsek demonju ant suenos. I'm sure that's terrible, but Lithuanian for don't paint demons on the wall. All right. Well, you know, whatever. Let's see. Dana says, my mom used to say it's too late to put you back where you came from. How's that working for you? Oh, that's a Dr. Phil-ism. I like that one. Finish your meal. There are starving children in Africa. We got China more than Africa, but yeah, that's right. Let go and let God. That's a good one. And these are all texts I'm getting, 437-1620. Things your mom said 1,000 times. I'm gonna yank my hair out if you don't behave. Keep your words sweet because you never know if you're going to have to eat them. Ooh, I like that. That's good from Tim. Beggars can't be choosers. Time to rise and shine. And she would wake me up for school. Let's see. Keep quiet. I can't see where to turn. That's awesome. Keep quiet. I can't see where to turn. If I'd have known I would live this long, I'd have taken better care of my body. Wait till your dad gets home. Mom always said, be careful when I walk out the door to go. Be careful to me when I was walking out the door to go somewhere. Mom found our literature. Mom found our literature and said, you know, those aren't real. Oh, funny. Let's say, oh, I haven't heard this. Someday chicken, someday feathers. All right. I don't know that one, but it's interesting. Don't make me come in there. Let's see. It's not the same thing to call upon the devil and actually watch. It's not the same thing to call upon the devil and actually watch him come towards you. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. God, we're getting flooded with texts. I love it. You should be ashamed. Son, it's time to leave the bookstore. Oh, I know this person. That's funny. That I get it. Jesus loves you most of all. Oh, that can be taken both ways, right? Like Jesus has to love you most of all. Do you want the spoon? Oh, ominous. I like that. God is good. The Lord knew you needed a lesson in patience today. Oh man, so many good catchphrases. That's what moms are good for. And listen, I am not much of a catchphraser myself, which I think is a problem because I think good parenting is always going to be tightly incorporated around catchphrases. So I just haven't managed to figure out the ones that fit me the best. So I let my wife run the catchphrases. 437-1620. Thank you for playing. You know, if you feel like doing it, text your mama. Tell her your catchphrase and you remember it to this day. And you just told a guy on the radio and he said it to everybody in Pensacola. It'll be fun. She'll get a smile out of that. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great selection, good quality, almost new cars. Cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition. The idea is, they sell you cars that are not new, but almost. You know, they might not quite have that new car smell. I mean, they might, you know, but probably one owner typically before you get it. And then they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And their selection is amazing. The prices are good. The selection's amazing. The way they handle you and treat you and, you know, like a person that is going to come back again. Not like a person where they're trying to get one over on you the one time and then you walk away regretting your life for the rest of the 5 years or 10 years you own that car. Like, they want you to like it so much that you come back. That was my experience, is, man, I just want to buy my cars from these folks. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
There is a hit-and-run crash on Davis Highway at Blackwell Lane in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PennAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at PennAir.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, no! Mom's
favorite vase.
She always says, don't play ball in the house.
Good morning, 8:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The Keela Richardson performance last night was fantastic. It was a gospel event. It was the Bible and Jesus and cool gospel music, including what they say was her brother, who doesn't have the same last name, so I'm not sure. But anyway, he was great. The warm-up act, the people, 5,000 to 10,000 people were there, just all having a good time and, you know, raising their hands and waving them in the air like you just don't care. And we are going to look good on American Idol. I guarantee you we will look good. I do not know how Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the little podunk town out of Missouri, 2,000 people. Not that there's anything wrong with small towns. I just, you know, I don't know how they're going to put on a concert and they're going to make it look like a big event. We don't have to make it look big. It was big. It was fantastic. And I was sitting there thinking about, like, you know, it's just what Pensacola does. Even the producers made a comment about how, you know, they've just never seen it quite like this. So easy, so big, so warm and receptive. I'm like, that's Pensacola. You know, that's part of the reason that that I fell in love with this place, and I know a lot of you did as well. They may say this to everybody, but I didn't get that feeling. I didn't get the feeling that they were just saying it to everybody the way that they might do it. Let's see. Interesting note. I think David has also been talking about this in his top and bottom of the hour news, but apparently Publix is no longer big in support of open carry at their stores. They had been when the, you know, ruling first came down and the kind of the legal change in Florida, and you had people like Winn-Dixie and Walmart said, hey, please don't, you know, like, just conceal carry. We prefer law enforcement to open carry. And Publix had said, yeah, it's fine. Apparently now they've kind of soft changed their mind. So, you know, low key, they prefer law enforcement only. Does prefer equate to a trespass if you carry openly? I don't know. I'm not the kind of person, you know, to cause the fuss. But I suppose we'll see. I still don't see very many people open carrying anywhere. John always tells me he sees it in Santa Rosa County all the time. I guess, you know, we're just different counties. And, you know, that is certainly the case. Meg's up next with Pep Talk.
Local news every hour.